Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East Report. Coming up, largest group of evangelical pastors to ever visit Israel. Bethlehem celebrates Christmas for the first time in 2 years. An increase in anti-Semitism in Australia is a wake-up call to Jewish leaders. The largest group of evangelical pastors to ever visit Israel has been hosted for a conference and a tour of the country. With more on this story, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
For 5 days, concluding last weekend, the largest ever delegation of evangelical Christian pastors from around the world attended a conference and a tour of Israel, sponsored by the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Friends of Zion Ministry, founded by Mike Evans. Mike Evans is a Christian evangelist from America. He has a Jewish background. 1,000 pastors attended what is called the Friends of Zion Ambassador Summit 2025. In addition to indoor meetings, the group of pastors held outdoor meetings at some of the most sensitive and historic places of both ancient and modern Israel, including Shiloh, which was the main location of the Ark of the Covenant before the temple was built, as well as visiting the Jewish community as attacked at the start of the war on October 7th. Mike Evans of the Friends of Zion Center in Jerusalem describes himself as a Christian Zionist. Historically, fostering the belief in the return of Jews to their own land dates back to the foundation of the Puritan movement in England back in the 1500s and has been a persistent current among various evangelical movements for more than 400 years now. Pastor Mike Atkins, connected with the Friends of Zion Center, addressed the group and said that we cannot play the antagonist to God's plans and purposes, referring to the Bible promises given to the nation of Israel. Just after the 1,000 pastors from around the world held the so-called Ambassador Summit, the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs also summoned its own official ambassadors back to Israel for a yearly conference. And this is to be followed next week by the start of the 8-day Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, which symbolizes a rededication to God. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, for the first time in 2 years, Bethlehem has celebrated Christmas again, after the events of October the 7th brought festive traditions to a halt. The city returned to its annual Christmas tree lighting and carol singing last weekend, a symbolic moment of resilience and hope. As Bethlehem sends a message of peace to the world, Paul Calvert spoke to the mayor of Bethlehem to find out more.
I'm with the mayor of Bethlehem, Maher Kanawati, and we're talking about Christmas. We haven't had Christmas celebrations for 2 years. Is everyone in Bethlehem excited this year?
Oh, definitely. The celebration this year will have amazing production, a biblical production from all denominations in the city, and telling the story of Christmas in carols and in different languages.
Now, you're lighting the tree on Saturday. Will there be streetlights, fireworks, and who's pressing the button this year?
Well, you know, this year's Christmas celebration is different than any other celebration we've had for the past decades. Because I think this Christmas, we wanted to reignite the spirit of Christmas and to reignite hope. So we will not have fireworks, but we reignite the fire of hope and the fire of peace from Bethlehem to the Bethlehemites and to send it to all cities in Palestine.
Now, recently we got sort of a peace deal. So I imagine before that date there would be no plans for Christmas. Has this been a bit of a rush to prepare Christmas this year?
Oh, definitely. You know, we had to make a decision. And a lot of people were not for that decision. But I said, we are facing great hardships everywhere. We need to ignite hope. And I believe that the spirit of Christmas should have never been stopped, because it's Christmas, and Bethlehem is the capital of Christmas and the Christian world. And I think in order to send a message to the whole world, we need to keep Christmas going in the city of Christmas. And I think we have lost 2 years of sending a message to the world from the city of Bethlehem.
Are tourists coming back at the moment?
Yes, yeah, I think after the agreement that was signed almost a month ago, we've been promoting and we've been showing videos and reaching out everywhere with the help of the private sector and with the agencies that deal with tourism and the Ministry of Tourism. We're doing all what we can to show that Bethlehem is safe and Bethlehem is waiting with open arms and heart to receive pilgrims and tourists from all over the world.
Now, we've seen the tree being built in Manger Square. Is this a new tree, and are there new lights going up as well?
It is a new tree. It was donated by a local, Victor and his sons, Behnan. And this was donated 2 years ago, but we were not able to put it up. And now it is up, and we are very excited. It's a little bit larger than the previous one. And I think yesterday when all of the diplomatic missions came for a walk in Bethlehem from all over the world, I think they felt safe and they loved the tree. And we are excited to send the message that we are ready for everyone to come and walk Bethlehem and make the Bible alive.
Who's lighting the tree this year?
This year, we will light it also with other mayors and officials and all denominations.
Now, have you been visiting other countries and have you been lighting Christmas trees yourself as well?
Yes, actually, I was called by the city of Barcelona to light the Christmas tree in Barcelona. And this took place 10 days ago. And it was an amazing honor for me and amazing event that took place in Barcelona, Spain.
Is this going to be a very special year this year, especially coming out of 2 years of war?
You know, As I said, before I announced that there will be Christmas, everyone was skeptical. And once I went out with a video, I'm sure that you've seen that video, I received thousands of positive feedback. And after that, everyone around followed.
Will the Scouts march with their musical instruments this year on October the 24th? We haven't had musical instruments for 2 years.
Yes, we will have regular Christmas with the instrument.
Is there going to be an international Christmas market this year?
Oh, yes. You know, we have tons of programs, not only in Bethlehem, and not only by the municipality of Bethlehem, but also by the three municipalities and many private sectors and organizations. So we are preparing now the Christmas program. There is something every day. There is something going on every day, event or a celebration or a Christmas bazaar or a Christmas market. And over the three cities of Beit Jalla, Beit Sahor, and Bethlehem.
Can people watch this live? Maybe people can't come to Bethlehem, but can they watch it live?
Yes, of course. We have contracted with a company that will put that live, and it will be put on our website and our Facebook.
That was Paul Calvert. Finally, Jewish leaders are raising urgent concerns over a new report revealed that anti-Semitic incidences in Australia have remained at unprecedentedly high levels over the last past year. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry, ECAJ, recorded over 1,600 incidences between October 1, 2024 and September 30, 2025, while slightly lower than the surge seen immediately after the Hamas attacks. The figures highlight a sustained escalation that mirrors a wider global trend. Community advocates warn that ongoing harassment, vandalism, and intimidation are placing growing pressure on schools, synagogues, and public life, prompting renewed calls for stronger enforcement and decisive political leadership. The report has also sparked fresh discussions among international Jewish organizations about coordinated security measures and long-term responses. Let's pray for the increase of anti-Semitism in Australia and beyond. Lord, we lift before you your Jewish community of Australia and your Jewish people around the world who are facing rising hostility and fear. Strengthen them with courage, surround them with safety, and remind them that they are not alone. We pray for wisdom and resolve for leaders, educators, and law enforcement officials as they confront hatred in all forms. May they act with integrity, clarity, and compassion. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.